from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-T-I.
I'll tell you what, boys and girls, because I've made a complete hash of that, and I'm honest, we'll have the news celebrity for tomorrow, at the end of the programme. I'll run and get it in a minute. There we go. Where was we? I have no idea, Neil.
We were talking about all sorts of subjects, but you just weren't listening, like the news bunny.
Anyway, with this next story is just for Mr. Banks,
because
he's always moaning and groaning. There's no new jobs, there's no this, there's no that, the internet's rubbish, and things like that. So when he's off, he's so controlled when he's on the radio with us, but when he goes off, that's how he talks. It's whinges. He just whinges and whinges and whinges.
On the whinges of doves.
That's a great song, that one, isn't it?
No, it's terrible. It's appalling.
They did a brilliant house version, EDM version of it.
Oh, that might have been all right, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It was second to Mickey.
Amazon has announced plans to open a new London office with the potential for more than 3,000 extra jobs.
Gosh, how exciting.
3,000 new jobs in the UK, created by the interweb. What more do you want, Mr. Banks?
Well, I suppose the only point I can make on this, right, is very simply, because we very often, Rachel will back me up on this, we do have this argument about that in the WWW Wiltshire world,
right,
that we should burn the books and get rid of everything and that the internet is the place.
No.
Yes.
No, you shouldn't burn the ones that
you make snoring noises every time we talk about a beat. Oh, okay.
Well, that's because you're cutting down a rainforest.
No, we're not cutting down rainforest.
That's hurtful.
Why?
And untrue. And
what
untrue.
About your emissions? You emit.
Yeah, but yeah, my emissions were brilliant this week.
I'll tell you what, Rach, his emissions were so strong this week, I can hear him on Skype.
I know, Petra heard him across the office.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how ill I was. I was turbocharged. I spent half the week pinned to the ceiling.
I was in another I was in another country with no internet connection, and I heard you.
Yes,
oh, no, it was amazing. I tell you what, it was like I was docking in the swimming pool.
Well, why can't you lot just have e-books?
Because.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, what? E-books. E-books. Because we're not all from Lancashire, are we?
Yeah, some of us actually remember what books are.
So what's the point of a book? The point of the book is to read it.
I don't like reading off a computer screen all the time because it's glary on my eyes and it's offensive. I like the smell and the feel of an actual book.
I do, and a magazine and a newspaper. But the point I was going to make...
I pick up an old book and I go, achoo! Because I'm allergic to the dust.
That's because you don't clean your house properly.
Hey, yeah, just say it's not our fault you're a dirty old so-and-so, is it?
I'll tell you what, Martina's going to kill you, Mr. Banks.
Did you hear him say
we're not blaming her, we're blaming you.
This was my subject. I've not been allowed to get a word in.
Finish, Uncle Lee. Come on, make your point. Because whatever you say, I agree with you.
Have you finished now?
No. Yeah. I actually did get a book.
Did you?
Yeah. It was the book about Trevor Bayliss, and he signed it for me. Bless him.
He's nice.
You can't autograph a Kindle.
You can't. No, or a candle.
Yeah.
But I have to when I go into my bank here.
What, you have to also grab a candle?
A Kindle.
Well, I'm one of those. I've never understood that because when somebody brings something to the door for you, deliver something, and they give you that pad, and they say, "Can you
sign here?"
And it looks like nothing. It just looks like you've just fallen
like a
over.
Spider got ink on its feet and walked across the street.
Now prove who you are. How would that stand up in court? One line squiggle. They think you're a rock star.
How are you supposed to forensically? Go over that if you're in a legal matter.
I bet. Excuse me. I bet Abs from NCIS could do it because she's clever.
Bez out there.
She's also on television. She's also on television, so they'd write a way for her to do it. And do you know what writers use?
What?
What?
Notepads mostly.
Exactly, of course they do.
Well, so I use a notepad every day. It's a computer.
Am I right on the wall as I'm sitting there, the gentleman's ablution, because I've got nothing else to do because I'm bored? So what I was going to say is...
Here I sit, broken heart.
Paid a penny and only didn't...
Started.
Yes.
He went to Valencia and ate a prawn.
Yeah. Oh,
dear. Don't give it up.
So anyway, boo to electronic devices to read on.
Yeah, but what is amazing to me, right, is that one of the richest companies on the interweb, right, started and still is the world's biggest bookseller. So stick that up your hydrofoil thing, Mr. Wiltshire, and suck it.
Yeah, and now they sell food. And you can buy those prawns. You can buy those prawns at Amazon.
And then we've all got somewhere to sit while we read the book.
This program's gone down the toilet. More humble pie to be eaten now. So I think on behalf of all the tech stock analysts, Mr. Banks needs to apologise. Well, because everybody was taking the mickey out of Facebook when it launched and floated on the stocking market.
I have got a comment on that.
Have you?
No.
Why?
Can you give me a subject I've got a comment on?
Well, because you were taking the mickey going, nah, 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 nah. The share price has gone down,
But I didn't see it on the list. Where is it?
Page 4.
Oh, sorry.
Just under
after the
article.
After
the one we just done.
Oh, I thought that was him because it says
please,
postcard.
See, he needs a book. Yeah. He doesn't need to be scrolling. He needs a man. Needs a book.
Humble pie. I thought it was Steve Marriott and everybody.
Oh, for goodness' sake!
Sorry.
I despair.
Would you like to get on, or would you like us to do what you did to me?
What's that?
Just every time you try and say something, we'll talk. Yeah, go on. Then. Oh, yeah.
Well, I can just fade you down.
I know
the
that,
more
that
we waffle,
just, yeah.
Uncle Lee, the more we waffle, the less we have to talk about those dumb stories.
I know it is, honestly. I know it's like being in like an anorak cafe.
I know.
No, anyway, awful. To all those numpty journalists who were taking the mickey out of the stock for Facebook, it's now gone right through the roof, and so they're all stupid. Talking of more stupid people, there has been more this week.
Ooh.
Careful, please, because you know I use these products and I'm always offended when you say these nasty things about sheep.
What,
I'm not a sheep.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I use Microsoft and I use Apple and I use everything. And anyway, Bill Gates, who founded Microsoft, put money into Apple, so...
Of course he did.
Yeah, it's the core of his business now.
I just would like to share with everybody, enjoy your new iPhone. It's technology that other phones were using in about 2012, I think.
Ooh, can I just say something intelligent about this?
Yeah.
Can you? I don't know.
Right, no, this is true. This is actually out of their publicity material, right, for this new watch. Yeah, right. It's there for everybody to see. It just says, new intimate way to connect and communicate directly from your wrist. Well, I tell you what, anybody who uses Apples, they've been communicating from the wrist for years.
Yeah, I need to add to that, Lee.
What?
The watch is going to be about 200 and some odd pounds. $3,500. But to use it, you need an iPhone.
I know. That was the next point I was going to make. Can I also say, I just bought an Armani watch, right, with a blue, perfect Armani watch, fabulous. €5 off a Moroccan on the strip in Valencia. And how can you charge that much for an iPhone?
Oh,
I think the iWatch is actually really ageist.
I agree.
Or sightist. Because,
I agree.
If you have poorly eyesight, if you're older or if you have poorly eyesight as a young person, you can't – that's a stupid product to be raving on about. There's no way anybody would be able to use it unless you give me the eye magnifying glass.
You can get. Wait till you get your eye vacuum cleaner, Rach.
You know how I have a sickness?
I know.
Oh my gosh, there was a new mop advertised on television the other day.
No.
And I had to stop myself. I put my phone under the couch. I couldn't.
And then sucked it up with your half powered
thingy. Sucker thing. Yes, that's the one.
It's a 360 mop. Oh my god.
A 360 mop. What, it does a whole circle.
Yes.
Yeah, they're good. Goes around and around and around. Rach, they're good.
How do you know?
Oh, don't tell me that. Not the robotic one. I've got that one. This is an actual manual mop that you actually operate yourself. But you know how it spins around instead of... Oh!
Is that like a robot?
Just the mop bit goes round and round clockwise, like a clock.
But it also, the bucket has this centrifuge in it. So you, instead of having to wring it, because my hands are really small and really, really weak. So instead of having to wring the mop,
you just pedal it.
He's wrapped. You pedal it, and you don't pedal Rob. You pedal the bucket, and it centrifuges all the water out. It's brilliant, but I didn't buy it. I stopped myself.
Do you know what? Years ago, many, many, many years ago, people used to dream of the opportunity of doing a global radio show to actually impart information to the disenfranchised audience of the world.
Yeah.
And what are we doing in abusing this position?
I'm informing people he likes playing proud of himself.
Anyway, somebody who should not be proud of themselves, I'll drag it back on, is Mr. Google.
Oh God.
Apparently, you get this. This is great. You know there was a court ruling. We've done all that. Now, Google is holding a series of meetings to debate the law.
Yeah.
That's already been made.
Well, yes,
every week.
Oh.
Yeah. But again.
What?
No, I was just saying, no, but again, it was sounding like I was in the background trying to break in. I didn't know you were actually going to let me in.
Well, I've let you in.
Well, I've got nothing to say.
So they're going around. They're now going around Europe, wasting all this money to try and get people to convince them that what the judge said is wrong, and they can do what they like. Marvellous. I'm moving on.
That's a really interesting subject. You can't just move on.
Well, it's true.
Okay, people have things to say about it.
It's true.
No, they don't.
I'm not saying a word now. Anyway. Here's some good news for the Scotland vote.
Yep.
Allegedly, mobile phone users in an independent Scotland could incur roaming charges when in England.
Right.
Of course it will. It does in every other country, doesn't it?
No, because you see...
It's really cheap now.
It's really cheap in the European Union.
Except for Scotland.
Because Scotland won't be in the European Union if it became Scotland on its own. Therefore, the roaming rules wouldn't apply, so everybody in Scotland who says, yes, please, I want to be an independent Scotland, would actually be voting for a higher phone bill.
I agree.
Well, they should become more economical with their words.
Can I just do a homage?
Yes.
To do with this, right?
Yes, yes.
And this is a homage to somebody we all love and know dearly, although we only met recently. There was a further setback for the Scottish independence campaign today.
Right.
The Loch Ness Monster has stated he's relocating to the Lake District.
But I'll tell you what, this morning before we came to do the programme, the news wires are horrendous. They are buzzing with every piece of data. It's like just towards the end, the people have been playing, they've gone, boof! With all these economic things and what prices are going up and we're all going to move out to somewhere else. And it's outrageous what they're doing with the voters. And I say this because I have not yet heard or seen a politician actually give a full and honest answer.
Well, no, because nobody really knows what's going to happen, do they?
No.
Can I ask a question as somebody who lives far away?
Mm. Yes.
As British people, what do you care if they stay or go? Does it make any difference to you?
I do, yeah.
Personally?
Yes.
Not really. Oh, Eric seems to think it does. I can't see what difference it will make on a day-to-day basis to the general hoi polloi of the UK. Most of the general hoi polloi of the UK are leaving the UK anyway to go and live in countries abroad.
Slovakia.
And Spain and other places where actually they're finding out that life's really hell. That's why all the Slovaks and all the Spaniards are moving to Britain in the first place.
Oh.
And No, that's true. That's true. People are finding it all bad. But what personal difference will it make on a day-to-day basis? Oil will go up. Oil will go up anyway. Taxes will go up.
Actually, I correct you. Oil this morning is the lowest level for years.
That, so it can go up pretty quickly then?
Oh, yeah, right. Go on, carry on.
And taxes will go up, but they'll go up anyway. Life will become more draconian and more unedifying, and that will happen anyway. So the actual change, Scotland will become like this wilderness.
Lee, can I just add a little piece to your comments?
Go on, then.
But don't forget, I told you to use sunscreen.
Sunscreen, yeah, why?
No, sorry, Rachel. Are you not getting the song at all?
No!
You don't know the song Sunscreen?
No.
Well, you've just paraphrased the entire... Go listen to it. Where have you been, you heathens?
He's been reading a book.
Bloodites. There'll be loads of people that go...
Every day for hours I follow you, the book.
Eric, I follow you. When, you know, in the song called Sunscreen, when it says, you know, you'll think that politicians were better when you were younger, everything else was better when you were younger, blah-de-blah-de-blah, this, that and the other, and now everything's terrible. And that's exactly the way people thinking all the time. And it's just not right.
Well, it isn't, because, like I say, Scotland will just return to this, like, Braveheart world where all the cars will be gone and people will be riding around on donkeys a lot less.
Oh, my goodness. I don't see that happening. Do you
not at all.
Look what happened to Wales.
What happened to Wales?
I don't know. Nothing.
Well,
you're not supposed to pick me up on these.
You're not supposed to pick me up. You're just supposed to carry on and treat me with contempt when I say things.
I'm sorry, but you know how ignorant and naive I am at the same time.
No, well, Wales has basically got a form of independence, hasn't it?
Yes.
And it really hasn't done Wales much good, has it?
Yes, it has.
Look at Northern Ireland, Southern Ireland. What benefits have the bloody blinking countries bankrupt?
Which one?
One of them. Whichever one's bankrupt.
Sorry to everybody in the Republic of Ireland, which are no longer bankrupt. They've got themselves out of trouble, but they still go shopping in the north because it's cheaper.
Exactly. Can you hear the ice in me glass?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Rach.
Well, I know why, because they just have to glide downhill when they go home.
Who does?
North
look at Australia. Australia's got independence. Look what's happened to that.
Yes, anyway, quite rightly, actually, thank you very much for that. Page 8, everybody.
Page 8, Bobby Wayne.
Australian police say sorry, Rach.
Yeah
sorry, Rach.
Oh.
Should have said it a couple of years ago, remember?
Yes. So what have they had to say sorry for now?
Well, they just left a bomb lying around in the airport for a month. No biggies.
Shouldn't have taken it out with them, should they?
They really should have, you know, always pick up your bombs. You know how at airports they're banging on about never leave your baggage unaccompanied?
Yes.
Well, somebody left their baggage unaccompanied and it happened to be the police because they were doing exercises with sniffer dogs.
Sniffer dogs, that's it, yeah.
And they had left this duffel bag in the airport and the suitcase, whatever, it was given to some woman and she was travelling through the airport after her bag was damaged during the flight and bloody blah. Anyway, this whole exercise was set up so that it was sort of hidden in full of plastic explosives and this dog was, you know, supposed to get it and it was mistaken for another bag and then it got lost and then it got put in the unclaimed luggage thing. Anyway, it was like a French farce.
and
what happened to France?
Exactly. And Rach, one for you.
Mm.
Yeah. The British Science Festival has unleashed a robot.
I love robots so much.
That can load dishwashers. And it's called Boris.
I want that dishwasher that we were talking about that. What's that convention that has all the gadgets that displays all the gadgets that you can never buy? That massive tech show.
Oh, what, in America?
And it has, yeah. What is that called again?
Gadget show.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Anyway,
it's not important.
It had this. You showed me this dishwasher last. It was a few
last
months ago.
Year. Yeah.
So, with this dishwasher, that instead of having a spinning device that squirts the water out, it's actually a device that goes horizontally across and back and across and back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But if I had a Boris to load my dishes into that thing,
yeah,
awesome.
Yes, you see, I'm just caring for my co-broadcasters and making sure that Rach knows that Boris is on the way.
That do you know what Boris has done to this country?
Well, no, not the, no, that guy with
no.
the wig.
No.
It's Owen, that's what I mean, who's yes. trying now to get everybody to scrap the diesel cars and get £2,000 in return. My Bentley is a diesel Bentley. Oh, my God, £2,000 for me, Bentley. You can stuff that up, you.
Anyway, Boris. There is some other good news this week. There's some really good news.
Go on, then.
The Oscar Pistorius trial is over.
Until the sentencing.
In October. They don't care. Oh, well, no, they'll have another mad day, won't they?
Yeah, it's going to... And you know what? All there will be on social media is what's going to happen. Speculation. And, you know, it's just yawn.
Yes, and we're going to finish. We are going to finish with some good news.
Are we?
Okay. We are all very good. It's official.
Are we?
A study published by researchers from the World's Meteorological, I got the bad word out, I couldn't say the easy one, organisation.
Meteorological, not meteorological.
Meteorological.
Yeah, meteorological.
Can't say anything now. You've lost the power of speech the same as me. But at least I'm ill.
So you give me a cyber sickness. You give me a virus.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, apparently the ozone layer, which we were supposed to be killing,
yeah,
is actually starting to thicken up again.
And now things just get thicker.
And not over here.
Thicker than a quick fit thicker.
Well, yay to us.
But they've not
quite
nothing sure
at
yet.
All, it's that cancer is bad.
Yes. But apparently we should all go to ourselves, because it must be nothing to do with the fact that the world moves around a bit. It gets hot sometimes, cold sometimes. There wasn't research before. It's all down to us saving energy.
Well, that's because you can't use your Uber anymore, innit? And things like that. That's what saved the world. And you've got to get rid of your diesel Bentley. That's what saved the world and made your little hole contract and pucker up again.
Right.
And you've got to get your deodorants in pump sprays now. And
yeah,
no fridges that emit.
Pump sprays are all right, I tell you. Pump sprays
but
are all right.
The other good news, the report also says that the hole in the ozone layer will start to shrink again in a decade.
I just said he was puckering up.
Puckering up.
The thing about the ozone layer is that it's something that can repair itself, unlike, you know, the temperature thing.
Yes.
And unlike a prawn in the sea.
And unlike the Great Barrier Reef, for example.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's tragic, catastrophe.
Yes. But apparently that's starting to grow up again.
No, well, it's not.
So
it's being ruined ruined by something ironically named Abbott Cove.
Oh, right. Oh, got it. Right. Well,
that's a whole other show.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that was supposed to be a news show. I apologise in advance for the fact that it was nothing like a news show. And if you wish to complain, send it to Lee G. Banks in Spain.
Thank you very much. That's right.
Well, you can sit in the pool and answer the letters.
Ah, don't
sit
about
in the pool.
In a
until
pool.
You
no.
Don't,
why?
No, no.
Sitting in the
now,
pool, that's a bad
Valencia
conversation.
Has now been renamed the Brown Sea.
Ah, right.
Yeah, that made me feel sick.
Lee.
What?
Before you are, would you do us the gracious act of saying nicely and politely in Spanish, goodbye, people?
Okay. Can I just say, as this has been a news programme, that the next Irish rock band U2's record, they're actually going to have to give it away because nobody will buy it. Very nice to speak to you all. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Rachel, it's your turn.
Goodbye, Rach.
She's off to cut down a rainforest to read a book.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos. Well, it depends on what time of day it is. It's Dubridin. Dubridivitcher. Could be all sorts of things. Could even be Dubri Rano if you're listening on the repeats. I'm Eric Wiltshire. I'm going to say goodbye to you. We'll finish off with the celebrity news for next week with our Tom. And we'll see you next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good week till next week. Goodbye.
Eric. Give me a break. This is Tom Arms and Look Ahead Radio's Entertainment Report, broadcasting tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. This week's highlight is the closing stages of London Fashion Week for the next season's British offering. One of the highlights will be the Vogue cocktail party on Monday night. Among those expected at the knees up at the American Ambassador's residence in Regent's Park will be top models Kate Moss and Jordan Dunn, and designers Julian McDonald and Vivian Westwood. In the film world, Helen Mirren and Bryan Cranston on Monday start filming Trumbo. The film is based on the true story of high-flying Hollywood screenwriter Dalton Trumbo, who was nearly destroyed by the McCarthy witch hunt. Denzel Washington makes a flying visit to London on Wednesday to promote his thriller The Equalizer on a few chat shows. If you want to see him in person, the place to be is the San Sebastian Film Festival in northern Spain, where on Friday the African-American actor will be presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the relatively tender age of 59. And yes, Denzel speaks fluent Spanish. There's another festival in Europe this week, this time in Berlin on Wednesday. The Germans are not best known for their humor, but this year they're hosting the Golden Rose TV Festival, where awards are presented to the top international television comedy shows. Up for awards are comedian and chat show host Graham Norton, James Corden from A League of Their Own, and Josh Thomas from Australia's Please Like Me. Berlin is also hosting an international art show on Wednesday, as is the Danish capital of Copenhagen. On Friday, the world's oldest jazz festival starts in Monterey, while in London, musicians from all over Africa descend on the British capital for a week-long African music festival. Celebrity birthdays this week include action man Prince Harry, who reaches the big 3-0 on Monday, while 60s icon Twiggy turns 65 on Friday and still looks good. Other birthdays this week are actors Tommy Lee Jones, Mickey Rourke, and Bill Murray, and rap artist Dizzy Rascal.
And finally, next Friday, if you haven't guessed from me voice, it is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Last year, some 19 million people across the globe shivered their timbers, counted their pieces of eight, and armed me arties with the best of them.
And that is next week's entertainment news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.